Welcome. You've got mail.
Welcome back to the Mail In Podcast. I am your host, Brett Merriman, sitting in front of me for the, he's a veteran of this podcast. He's been on a few times back in the day. First time in the new format. His name is Dave Ruff. Dave, what's going on?
I hadn't heard that name in years. Very happy to be back on the Mail In Podcast, a Wash Media exclusive.
Happy to have you, Dave. It's been a long time. No offense, I've been trying to like keep you and Dylan as far away, not far away, but as off the Mail In as long as possible, because I wanted to kind of like give it its own run and not get the people too excited about having the OGs back. But we're going Dave and Dylan back to back weeks, so.
Yeah, that's tough. He's a tough act to follow. He's the the originator of the Mail In Pod. But yeah, I think that's the right move for you.
Yeah.
It's funny because after we weren't on the Mail In anymore, people were like, they had such good advice, and I'm always like, man, they're not talking about me. I was like, there's no way they're talking about me.
They love something about Dylan's like sultry, fatherly, dulcet tones.
Sally's got some good advice. Sally's very, very smart, and Dylan does too.
We have to have
me. I'm just here to throw gasoline on it.
We have the young sisters. They're due on this podcast. We've had some close calls, as in they were going to come on, but then they had children. So we're going to get the Sally and Lily back on.
You should do one where you get Lily and Sally on at the same time.
I have a feeling that I will contribute absolutely nothing to that show.
It'll be a good pod.
That would be a lot of fun. But anyway, Dave, you may be wondering what the Mail In Podcast is.
Yeah, so I was wondering.
What we do is we do our best to answer your questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot has changed.
No, not at all. You may run into situations in your 20s or 30s that you need help with, and we're here to do just that. Get a laugh in, maybe walk away with something useful. How about that, Dave? How can you help us out? That's how we help you. How can you help us? Tell a friend. It's the easiest way to get into Wash Media. Maybe Too Much Dip, too. Too Much Dip's pretty easy.
Hey, sports vehicle.
Send them a clip. Send them a segment that makes sense. Subscribe on iTunes. Follow on Spotify. Provide some content. Hit the hotline. 888-362-MAIL. That's 888-362-6245. I particularly enjoy, Dave, going through the voicemails where there's like three in a row from the same number. And you're like, oh, this dude, he gave it his best. He's like, fuck it. I'm going to try it again.
I just did that screening calls for the listener voicemails pod. Yeah, and I listen to them all, even if I know exactly what the first two are. I'm going to listen because I just like hearing people fuck that up. Don't play that. I'm going to call back.
Yep. I'm going to hit you back. Dave, before we get going, actually, hold on one sec. You can write in at the link to the Twitter and Instagram bio as well. It's washmedia.com/themailin.
Heck yeah.
Before we get going, Dave,
I
ask a question to all of our guests. So I need to know, what was your screen name back in the day?
Oh, well, I had many. The one that I will share, because it's the most safe, was Sniper.
Okay.
With some numbers after it, like, I don't know, like
007.
1652 or something.
Okay.
No significance in the numbers, just, you know, how they do it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was really into it. The noted Tom Berenger, Billy Zane classic Sniper.
Wow.
Owned it on VHS, and I was like, man, I'm going to be a sniper one day.
Mm-hmm. Still could be.
Didn't really work. Well, I'm an easy money sniper on the court.
Got it.
Really wet J.
Right.
Wetter than Dylan's.
Sure.
So it was that, and I think back about some of the conversations I had on AOL.
Mm-hmm.
Undoubtedly the number of deviant men trying to catfish me into, that was a real problem.
So you were in the chat rooms.
I mean, we did chat. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I was big chat room. I mean, like mid-90s.
Who was in the chat rooms? Am I right?
Yeah. Were you even born? I don't even know.
No.
No, I was in the chat rooms heavy. And I was in like wrestling ones. Yeah, I was even in. I was in a group that we would do these role playing wrestling things.
Okay.
Where we would write, I guess fan fiction, and like from the point of view of the wrestler, like what happens, like my character comes out, you know, walks out, taunts the crowd, goes in, and then you would like narrate a match, And then you would send it to this guy, this mod, and he would pick who won each match by, based on what they wrote.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a league. It was. It's insane to think about. I honestly, I don't know that I've ever talked about that.
That is wild. It's almost like, it feels like it's like some dude's getting off on that stuff. Like
probably.
You're writing like fan, like that could vary. There's a quick change to erotica in that situation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I remember I wrote a really good one, I thought. I was probably like 11 or 12. And like the guy had me lose the match, and I got mad, and I just quit the league. I was like, "All right, well, fuck you then."
Yeah, dude. You go to it's classic mid-90s wrestling. You go to the other league.
Yeah,
call up Vince.
Go to ECW, more hardcore.
Man, I was never in the. I think chat rooms had kind of lost their steam. I guess I'm trying to like 2003, 2004, 2005 maybe.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it seems like earlier than that. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure they were still hanging on.
Yeah, yeah.
And to be clear, like, I don't have a specific instance where I was like, oh, I was getting catfished by some pervert. Mm-hmm. But I think about all the times, you know, chatting and, like, being like, oh, will you be my online girlfriend? We didn't say it like that. But,
right, you know,
as a dumb 10-year-old, I very well could have been some 48-year-old.
Yeah. That's, man.
Yeah.
Wild West days. I mean.
Really was.
Still is, but.
You want to go older than that?
Uh-oh.
I used to dial into bulletin boards. Are you aware?
I don't even know what that means, Dave.
So you would, it's just early days of the internet,
yep.
In the 90s at least, you would dial into a bulletin board, and it was a really, really rough way to go look at stuff, like information and download files. It was basically like a precursor to...
like Google?
Kinda, yeah.
Wow.
It was super bootleg, and if my sister would pick up the phone, it would kick me off because I had to dial up. Yeah,
no, I don't like that. Doesn't even register for me.
Yeah, it's I see. I can't even computer server running software that allows users to connect to a system using a terminal program. I don't know what that means. I don't know if I've ever tried to explain to someone what a bulletin board is. I just had one friend growing up.
Did it sound like this?
Yes.
Or I don't have the soundbite ready, but
whatever you're gonna hit was accurate. That's a pager.
Yeah, that's like the old Nokia ringtone.
I did have a pager. This podcast is just me talking about how old I am.
Yep, and me being like, holy shit, what?
No, I had one friend growing up who was very, very smart, smarter than everybody, and he was really into computers. He would come over and be like, "Hey, I'm gonna double your ROM on your computer." I'd be like, "Fuck yeah, double my ROM." I don't know what that is. He did it, and. He's the one who got me into that stuff, and he showed me how to do it. Now, he knew how to go on there and, like, get files. He might be a 4chan guy for all I know now. I haven't kept up with him.
Man, we'll have to follow up.
Yeah, I need to check in on him. But he was, like, super into math, very, very analytical, just a genius dude. Mm-hmm. So shout out to him.
Hell yeah.
That's the end of my story.
Dude, I'm intrigued now. Like, I had a Walkman. I knew what cassette players were.
I forgot my CD collection.
Oh, fuck.
I'll get
you
it.
You did
one
bring
of these
the cooler,
days.
Though. I saw that.
I brought
there.
The cooler.
That's huge.
Shout out, Bison. Literally.
Man, what else, dude? I guess the first thing I remember having was remember the little, like, you'd have, like, Justin Timberlake or Britney Spears. They'd have, like, the little cassettes that you would have, like, a keychain full of them, and they had, like, one song a piece on them, and you pop them in to, like, the mini player.
It's interesting to think about, like, the guy who invented that, or, like, the mini disc. And those didn't last long, right?
No, those didn't have much of a run.
Those are the ones that failed, ultimately. But, like, the guys who developed that, guys or girls, companies, they made some money, right?
Yeah.
They did well.
I think so. It's like the Blu-ray guy, right? He was just...
Mr. Ray.
Right. His name is Blu-ray.
Yeah.
he kind of just missed. You know, like, streaming had... I guess like digital media kind of took over just long enough after he started Blu-ray that he probably made bank on it, but it didn't have a run after the DVD.
So hopefully he was smart with his money.
Mr. Ray
and right. invested
Maybe
it.
Dr. Ray could be.
Dr. Ray.
Yeah, Dr. Blu-ray.
That's a good name.
That's a great name.
That's my general practitioner.
That would be like a commenter would have that name.
Speaking of, my GP, general practitioner, retired, and I got the letter, and now I'm like, okay, now I got to find a new one. I don't know what I don't want to start over.
Yeah,
it was already hard enough like moving to a new town and finding somebody, and everybody's recommendation, like they don't either, they don't take our insurance or some crazy, every doctor has like a waiting list.
Yeah, no, it was crazy. Cool. When I needed, like I had like, I have a hernia that pops up every now and then, and it was flaring up a little bit this January.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. And so I was like calling around for a GP and they're like, yeah, we'll see you in May.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't seem like it works like that.
If you're lucky, they'll be like, we'll put you on the cancellation list.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you should have done that anyway.
I applying to Harvard here? What? Yeah. What's going on?
Got waitlisted again.
Jeez.
It's like the fifth time I've been waitlisted in my life.
Yeah. So to this moment, I still have no GP, but the hernia is.
But you do have a hernia.
Knock on wood. Yeah, it flares up every
now
and then.
Is that a thing you get removed if it flares up? Or how does that work?
They basically just have to push your intestine back into the abdominal muscle. If that makes sense.
You should find one of our nice young listeners, one of our ladies in STEM, to teach you how to push it back in yourself.
Right. Yeah, I should. If anybody has any tips, tell you what, though, you can't do the mesh. The hernial mesh.
Right. Class action lawsuit.
Yep. In Canada, you can.
You can do that in Canada?
There's a, yeah.
Interesting.
This is, we're really off on a tangent.
This is what I do.
There's a lot of discourse in the NHL community because in Canada, that surgery is legal. And it takes much less time to recover, but in the U.S. it's not. So the boys are—they're always like, "Oh, can we go to Canada get the surgery?" Their teams are like, "No, you can't." It's a whole thing.
Let the boys get the mesh.
Yeah, let Jack Eichel get a surgery, guys. Anyway, should we jump into the questions, Dave?
Please,
let's do it. This first one comes from a friend of ours. He says the question is specifically for Dave.
Oh no!
But I'd be interested in Brett's answer as well. My girlfriend owes me $1,000 from a Mexican vacation and keeps stalling on paying me back. At this point, my only leverage is withholding sex. Am I taking it too far? What do we tell Dylan? It's not Dylan.
Can we say who it's from?
No. But it is funny.
Changes the dynamic.
It does.
Wow, this is tough. I think the first thing you do is you send a couple emails. If they ignore those, you say, this will be the final one. I'm sending this to collections.
Right.
Get a demand letter over there.
You can probably write it up if you...
Yeah, I mean, if you hit me up.
Mm-hmm. Pro bono?
I'm $50 an hour.
Case of beer.
Send it over, and we'll see about it. We'll probably settle before it goes to court, but we'll flood her with some discovery. We'll set a deposition date. We'll really make it difficult, and we'll see if we can't get you back some of that money.
You end up settling for like $330. It's like everybody gets
a win. Yeah, I get a cut. Yeah. I get 25%.
Yeah. How do you end up getting having your girlfriend owe you $1,000?
Is this like one of those deals where you paid for it and it wasn't really agreed upon? So
right.
You just feel like, oh, she should probably pay me back for the trip.
Yeah.
I've had friends hit me up like, hey, me and so-and-so, we broke up, but we had this trip to Cabo or wherever booked and it's non-refundable. Like, what should I do? Like, and she, oh, this one, this buddy of mine, she's the one who paid for it. He's like, do I owe her?
Oh.
And I was like, dude, I mean.
Yeah, right?
You probably, like, just looking at legally speaking, like, you probably don't.
Oh.
But, like, you don't want word to get around town that you're a cheapskate.
Man, no, you don't want that.
You don't want that.
You don't want to be a cheapskate. Sam Elliott will come after you.
Well,
heard this guy's a cheapskate.
Cease and desist.
I think the petty answer here is keep like Venmo requesting her. You're not gonna do that, but
is this awkward? I don't know. Maybe like, you know what you should do next time you go to dinner, maybe the next five times, depending on how hard you'll ball, you just go, hey, maybe you could pick up the tab since I got the tab and for the trip to wherever.
Whoa,
make her
Mexico.
Yeah, we went to remember Mexico. Like, you owe me like five nice dinners.
Yeah, maybe you make it make it into a joke. Like, oh yeah, like no, I got Mexico. You got the next six dinners. Ha ha. And she's like,
or if you're going
what?
To like Texas Roadhouse, you got the next 15 dinners.
Isn't everywhere in Mexico all inclusive? How did this come up prior?
Not everywhere. Maybe he got the flights. This sounds like a situation where he might have got the flights. Mm. It is a he, right?
It is a he.
Okay, we don't want to out this person, but.
It could have been a girl and girl trip.
Is there a certain Never mind.
Yeah. No, I don't know. She keeps stalling. There's probably a reason. It's not like she's...
Maybe she just doesn't have the money.
Yeah, she doesn't have the cash. He says he's only withholding sex at this point for leverage.
You know what? Maybe just pay for your girlfriend's trip.
Yeah. Maybe be nice here.
Don't be
guy.
Be a big baller. Don't be a little baller.
The VAR ball. We ordered those flip-flops when they came out.
Big Baller Brand?
Yeah, Big Baller Brand. Ugh. Big Baller Brand flip-flops. And they took about 7 months to ship.
Didn't Big Cat... What did Big Cat... He got the curries.
Yes.
That was one of my favorite internet things. But he got the curries that everybody roasted, and he got a pair. I was like, dude... Because yeah. I in my head, I was like, oh, I'm going to do that. And he did it. And I was like, yeah, it's much better when he did it.
Yeah, it's funny. He's got... Man, he's got bits over there. He
yeah,
knows what he's doing.
He's a very good, talented guy, isn't he? Does well.
Yeah, he does well for that himself, the company. PFT is a great guy, too. I've always said... That I want to get you and PFT in a room, and just watch that. It Jordan Pippen just absolutely.
I don't know about that.
Oh,
I feel like it would go. I feel like it wouldn't go as you plan.
It would either go tremendously well or end in disaster. There's no in between.
Good content either way.
Exactly. You know what else is good content, Dave?
What?
This ritual ad read.
Mm.
We deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies and why, especially when it comes to something we take every single day. Ritual's clean, vegan-friendly multivitamin is formulated with high-quality nutrients in bioavailable forms your body can actually use. How about that bioavailable?
I did two things this morning when I got up.
Hit me.
Three things. I showered.
Yeah.
Brushed my teeth.
Sure.
Four things. Drank a big glass of water.
Yeah.
Fourth.
Yeah.
Ritual.
Boom. Boom. You pop open the little can and take a little
get my
sniff.
Little whiff.
Yeah.
For the day. Little, that nice minty,
minty
flavor.
Minty fresh.
And then I just pop two Ritual. Here I am.
Bang. You know what you won't find, Dave? Sugars, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, and artificial colorants.
Thank God.
Plus the fresh taste and delayed release capsule design makes taking your vitamins easy. Did you know that they have science? That the Ritual vitamins navigate to a part of your stomach that isn't as sensitive? So it doesn't make you feel sick?
I believe it.
Yeah.
Because I've taken multivitamins since I was a kid. And
yeah.
I've gone through phases where I take some that hurt my tummy, my little tum-tum.
Yeah.
And Ritual does not hurt my tum-tum. Even if I take it without food, right. Which I don't know what they recommend, but I'll take it like this morning. Mm-hmm. I picked up food on my way in. I took it without it and I'm fine.
Boom. It's a multivitamin reimagined. It should contain key nutrients and forms your body can use to help fill in gaps in your diet and no shady extras. Their delayed release capsule design delivers high-quality nutrients, including vitamin D3, in two daily pills. You'll always know what nutrients you're taking and where they come from, thanks to Ritual's one-of-a-kind visible supply chain. Yeah,
I love that.
It's international. It's something from Norway. It's something from Italy. They taught the world how to eat, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Now available for women, men, and teens, Ritual multivitamins are specifically developed to help support different life stages. Your multivitamins are delivered to your door every single month with free shipping always. You can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription anytime. And if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your order. It's risk-free. How about that?
Fantastic.
Get the nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering listeners of this podcast 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/randy. To start your ritual today, that's ritual.com/RANDY, Randy, to start your ritual today. Have a voicemail, Dave. How about a voicemail, Dave?
Brett's got a voicemail, folks.
What's up, Brett? This is Rob from Pittsburgh calling with a little roommate question. A couple guys from college, two guys, thinking about moving in together. But the problem is there's only one master bedroom, so how do we decide who gets it? I'm the only single guy of the group, so do I get it? I'm the oldest one in the group, so do I get it? Can you just give me a reason to tell them I get it? All right, I'll shut up and listen.
Two guys, one bedroom, Dave. Rob from Pittsburgh.
This is tough.
You fight to the death, right?
Yeah. I had a situation like this right after college. I almost moved to Austin right after college.
Oh.
And honestly,
should've got in, it was before the market.
Seriously,
you know,
if I bought a house then, woof. So, true story, we looked at me and a guy who I didn't really know him. Mm-hmm. He was in my fraternity, but he transferred out before I even got there. But he was still friends with some guys. Mm-hmm. One of our other mutual friends linked us, like, "Hey, he's moving to Austin too. Y'all should live together."
Did you happen to join a media company with him at any point?
And then, No. So we went and looked at an apartment, mm-hmm. and I wish I could remember where it was because Austin's changed so much, but I think it was nice. And there was one big bedroom mm-hmm. and one very, very average sized bedroom. And we kind of were like, yeah, who's going to get that? And he's like, well, I think I should get it because I'm the one who did this or this. And I was like, well, I don't want to just not have that. I took it personally. I was like, well, I should get it because this and this and this. Mm-hmm. And we ended up just not living together. I just moved back to Dallas, Fort Worth.
Man.
Yeah. It was fine.
It shattered you.
At that point, I didn't have a job.
Okay.
But yeah. So anyway, this guy's the only single one.
Mm-hmm. Which
I think you got to defer and let those two fight it out, the two that are in relationships. But are they these guys are right out of college? How serious is the relationship they're in?
I partially included this voicemail because that brings me to the other question is like the single guy. Have you noticed the single guy in groups is always at a disadvantage when it comes to rooms?
Yeah, absolutely.
Apps like vacations and trips and living situations. The single guy is always expected to just be like cool with crashing on a couch. And I'm going to stand up for the single guy. I don't think that if the single guy wants to pay the same price or extra for a room, like single guy shouldn't just be pushed to the
sure.
bottom, you know?
Yeah.
But I get it. I get the argument. But I don't, that's a whole other question.
So you're not going to get the big bedroom. Is it, you think I'm going to be single forever? Like you don't think maybe I'll meet a nice young lady or nice young mm-hmm. guy in the next couple weeks and maybe, you know, I need the bigger bedroom now.
They're at dirty bills. Things get a little rowdy.
Things get wild. Stuff happens there.
Yeah. You start doing a duet to Fleetwood Mac.
Can I take this on a weird tangent?
Absolutely.
It's not even a weird tangent. It's just very, I'm diverging here from the call. Is Dirty Bills a gay bar? Because I've been told it's a gay bar, although it seems like the least gay bar because it doesn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Dave, I have no idea. I've been there one time.
I've been told that. People are like, Dirty Bill's gay bar. I'm like, really?
If it is, it's a blast.
Oh, no.
Not that a gay bars wouldn't be a blast, but.
Gay bar, yeah. We went to one, there was one in Oklahoma City that we mm-hmm. went to with, our gay friend. Many
sure.
times. Well, not many, like twice. And it was fun. Some of the drunker nights.
I feel like doesn't Austin kind of have a strip of gay bars over by
yeah.
where the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it around Cedar Street? I don't know.
I don't know the street names. But it's over by that Marriott I stayed at one time with Klein.
Yeah. Yeah, so I've always wanted to...
I don't know.
To know.
That's a great question.
But yeah, not. I don't know. I feel like you guys need to all... Do odds or
yeah? Is this like a short
push-up contest? Something.
Mm. Yeah, assert your dominance in a non-physical fighting way.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I get this guy's problem. I've been there before too. We had in college. It was five of us in a three bed. One guy got the single. Two guys had to share. And so I ended up getting the single because I should get it because it was my number that was drawn for the room lottery. I had the lowest number. So because of my number, we're here in the situation. So I'm getting the single. I pulled that card. Because it was sophomore year of college, I wanted a single. Obviously.
I'm trying to think. Like they're all going to be paying the equal amount of rent.
That's the easy solution. Is like
if somebody offers, like I'll pay a little bit more.
If you're getting a deal on having a smaller room... As you should be. If you have the master bedroom with a like an attached bathroom,
yeah,
that should cost more, and it should be up to the person to pay it, right? Like that's the solution. Is that's what I did with in New York, living with my buddy Johnny, who lived in a it was basically a one bedroom, and the walk-in closet was converted to a second bedroom. So his this poor dude, this bed, like his bed was touching the walls on both sides, and I felt so bad. But I paid, you know, a couple hundred dollars more.
Good.
So that's the solution. Find a solution with the payment and go from there. That's
yeah. Whoever gets the bigger one, you know, figure it out. Figure out the numbers. Make it work.
Mm-hmm. And if you're, if I don't think they're living with the girlfriends, right?
It doesn't sound like it. So, in fact, if they're not, if the girlfriends aren't living there, that shouldn't really play into it at all.
Correct.
Just because you're going to have another person who might occasionally stay there, that doesn't mean you get the big bedroom.
Yeah, but that's going to be the that's going to be part of guy number two's argument. You know, he's going to be like, oh yeah, well, like Sheila's coming over, shouldn't we have like the bigger? It's like, no,
you shouldn't. No, you shouldn't.
Not you don't live together.
You don't live together.
And
you've been dating for 4 weeks.
You met her at Dirty Bill's.
Yeah, you met her at Dirty Bill's.
This guy's from Pittsburgh. Maybe you met her at Permani Bros. Good sandwiches over there, too.
Oh, well.
Good sandwiches. Let's do the next one. This comes from Anonymous. They say, I started a new job a few months ago, and I've become friends with a coworker a few years younger than me. Dun-dun-dun.
Mm-hmm.
Her and I go to happy hours frequently.
Okay.
And occasionally go out on the weekends. We're both in relationships. Okay. So obviously we bring our partners when we go out. The issue is that my boyfriend and I don't like her fiancé.
Oh.
Here we go, Dave. My boyfriend and I are older than her and her fiancé. Let's call him John. So we usually don't go as hard as they do. John is not a guy we would hang out with given the choice. For context, my coworker and John recently moved here from out of state. They're both fresh out of college and have been engaged for 6 months. John works at a car dealership and radiates salesman vibes.
Nice.
He wears a gold chain everywhere, brags about how much money he makes,
yes,
and tries to sell my boyfriend a new truck all the time.
It's truck month.
I really like my coworker, but she also vents to me about their relationship problems. I know he's kind of a jerk, and honestly, I don't think they'll last. I don't want to stick my nose in their relationship, but I also don't want to hang out with them as a couple. I love doing things as a big group, and I think he brings everyone down. What do I do?
Sounds like this guy sucks.
Stinks. I can picture this guy, and I can picture this relationship, and I can picture the fight they get in every time they go out.
Yeah.
You kind of got to eat it, right?
I think you got to just, you can't interject in that. Your coworkers, I know you're friends outside of work, but like, you've got to work with this person. So if she's not receptive to it and like, wow, yeah, then you've just burned that bridge potentially forever.
Right.
And you have to see this person presumably 5 days a week and just don't do it. I mean, just let her, you know, unless there's something egregious that you're picking up on, like, then don't, I wouldn't really worry about it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's like a way to accelerate the demise of this relationship.
Don't be a saboteur.
Don't be a saboteur, but you can, like, if he's that bad to go out with, have him out, like, all the time so this girl realizes this dude sucks. Constantly.
I mean, maybe some people are just drawn to that, though. Some people don't mind it.
They love the fight at the end of the night. A couple tequilas go down.
As long as, like...
That's a Chase Rice lyric.
If he's a D-bag, that's one thing. Now, if he's, like, mean to her, talking down to her, like, that's where you step in and be like, hey, what are you okay? Like, this dude...
Totally.
But...
There's the line.
And
if the line is crossed, that's when you can stick your nose in.
Yeah.
Until that point, though, this dude just sucks and is a douchebag.
I mean, when you're recapping the weekend that y'all went out big, like on Monday morning, you guys, maybe you'll go to lunch or something, go get a coffee. Mm-hmm. You're like, wow, John or whatever, car dealer guy, he's really drunk, like real drunk. I mean, is he old? Does he always get like that? You can maybe do that. I mean, that's a little bit aggressive, but...
I like it. Something like that.
I don't know. It just depends on your, if y'all end up like vacationing together and like, or like you and her like become legit best friends outside of work, then you can take her to dinner and be like, hey,
totally.
I'm worried about this guy.
I think I kind of feel for this girl too. Like fresh out of college, already
so young.
Moved in with her boyfriend.
Sure.
And I'm sure realizes, she says they talked about their relationship problems. Like, I'm sure she's sitting there like, ah, fuck. What did I do?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a mystery at this point that she's not thrilled with the situation and probably knows that it's also not going to last.
How's it affecting her?
Yeah.
I mean, you see her every day. Like, is it, are there times where she comes in and she seems like she's completely sad because maybe they've been fighting or something?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it seems like it's affecting her work or affecting her personality, how she is toward you, be like, hey, is everything okay? And you don't even have to bring him up.
Just, yeah.
And maybe you can get it out of her and then go from there.
John, car dealer guy, sounds like he texted her, like she goes to a happy hour. She's like, who are you with? He gives me that vibe.
That was a little bit of a vibe. Based on the very, very limited information,
yeah.
I was like trying to take it down. Like, so how bad is this? Like, what's he doing?
Yeah. It sounds...
He's insecure. If he's talking about how much money he makes, he's insecure. Everybody knows that. That's
yes.
how that works.
And the chain and the... Tries to sell a guy a truck.
Don't hate on the chain.
He's got an SR71. Is that what it is? SR91? What's the Chevy?
The Blink-182.
Yeah. SR71 is a...
Z71. SR71 is a pop punk band from the early 2000s.
And they sing... Is that 99 Red Balloons?
No.
No, that's Gold. That's Goldfinger.
No. They covered 99 Red Balloons.
Who's the OG 99 Red Balloons?
Isn't it Nina? I believe her name is Nina.
Really?
Yeah.
This is mid-podcast. Yeah. Nina. Yeah. What is that? Who does that? Oh, right now. Right now.
Yeah. That's
I didn't look it up.
I looked it up.
Okay.
And you are correct, sir.
It's also a...
it's a Lockheed.
I don't want to butcher this. I was going to say an Air Force spy... plane.
I believe it's a Lockheed Martin production.
The Blackbird that flies at like 70,000 feet over the Soviet Union. I don't know.
Okay.
Mach 3.
Maybe gets shot down.
Mach 3.5.
That's happened.
They got shot down in a... What did that guy... U-2?
Was it a U-2? Probably. That sounds
How
right.
to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb. Great album.
Bono.
That's the guy.
I think we answered that well.
I think we got it. We got there.
It's tough, and you're great for looking out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're in a you got to pick your spot. But just continue to monitor the situation.
Right, I think so. I think that's a good call. And I'm sure you'll help her out going forward. Let's do the next one though. Hey, Brett and Dave, long time, first time here. This question is specifically for Dave. Getting a lot of Dave love.
Wow,
got a lot of Dave
hey,
love
guys.
in the mail. When I tweeted that out, anyway. My wife and I just found out we are expecting our first child. How about that? Congratulations. As a new father, do you have any advice for the months leading up to the birth? We have the doctor's appointment scheduled, all that stuff. Other than that, I am lost. Thanks in advance for any advice and keep up the great work. Dave, since I do not have a child, I will defer to you on this, but before you get into it, I stand with this guy being like, I feel like there's a lot of blogs you can read about, you know, what to expect when you're expecting from a woman's point of view. And I feel like there's, for a guy, it's like, wing it.
You know, there's not, outside of being just very supportive and kind of realizing how uncomfortable the last part of a pregnancy is,
mm-hmm.
as far as just... It's hard to sleep for your pregnant wife. Yeah. I mean, they can't roll over, right?
Ugh.
And it's very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
To varying degrees, right? Just know that. So empathy helps
yep.
a lot. And you might have to shoulder more of the load than you're used to around the house. I mean, depending on how you guys divvy up, whoever does the cooking, you may have to do more of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good time for you to prepare to, like, add structure to the household dynamic because you're going to have that once the baby's born.
Okay.
You're going to get on a schedule. Now, that schedule will deviate a little bit because babies are unpredictable, as I'm learning. But, yeah, it's you don't want to just mail it in.
Oh, look at that.
And then next thing you know, she's in labor, and then it's like, oh, now I got it. Okay, here we go. Now we got this baby. Now it's time to get serious. Like, the time to get serious is months in advance, honestly. So you're good thinking on this on this guy's part.
Did you have any resources that helped you?
I read I read some of the baby books
that
she was reading. Okay. You know, just I bookmarked some stuff, flipping through, like
highlighter.
It's good to know what to do if your baby is spitting up too much or has the hiccups.
Yeah.
Or your baby's yelling in your face.
Why do they cry?
Nobody knows. They've got ideas if there's theories, but you don't know. Like what to expect. There's what to expect books. The one I've mentioned before, and I think you have to pay for it, but I think Alyssa, my wife, would agree. Taking care of babies. Her name's Kara. And it's like
a PDF.
I think it is a PDF, actually, Brett. You're a big fan.
Huge.
And that's been very helpful. You kind of is like, okay, weeks 1 through 5. Here's what here's this, and this. Then they're going to go into a leap where they're growing, and then you'll notice a sleep regression. Just be ready. Just be prepared. That's how you do it. Prepare yourself by doing that. I'm sure you're reading baby books, or she's reading baby books already.
Mm-hmm.
Just peruse them. And even if you're not taking notes on it, just at least make it look like you're getting something out of it.
Yeah, I plan on having children, and I
– Very cool.
I share this guy's like, what the fuck do I do? Like, I don't think you're ever ready, right? You can never afford kids. You're never ready for kids.
Correct.
You never know exactly what to do, and people just say, do it, right? But obviously you need some sort of preparation. You're not going to that thing blind. I'm terrified, Dave, of the head and the neck. I feel like we had like home ec class growing up, right?
Oh, like, yeah.
And if you let the baby's head tilt back.
Yeah.
Like you fail because it's like, oh yeah, your baby broke his neck, and I'm like,
if it falls back
like 3 inches, am I toast?
No, that's the thing that's gonna happen. I don't want it to happen like repeatedly.
Yeah.
And again, I am not a doctor, and I'm not a finance major. This is not financial advice. This is not medical advice. But like, babies are surprisingly resilient.
Right.
One of the most shocking things to me was when we were in the hospital. And, you know, we've got our, you know, 2-hour-old baby or whatever next day. And I'm all like, I'm picking it up and I'm being like, it's
nuclear football,
the Shroud of Turan or whatever, the nuclear football. And I'm just like, I'm so careful. Then the nurse comes in and she just picks it up, unwraps it, changes it, swaddles it, you know, burps it, like, you know, really just. And like it's just routine,
like
it's
a
which
football.
It is because she's a nurse in the baby unit. But the way like they just are very not aggressive, but just very very confident and like yeah, it's fine. They're babies. They even say that like they're very resilient. Like don't drop your baby. Don't shake. Obviously, don't shake your baby. Don't be gentle. But like it's okay.
Right.
Yeah. Man. The neck thing. We never I never did the home ec baby thing.
Oh yeah.
I didn't have to take home ec.
Yeah, home ec. We did sewing. We did cooking.
I wish I knew that.
We did international tax law, and we did babies.
Wait, why did you do international tax law? Were you guys sheltering assets?
Yeah, it was mostly Saratoga has a lot like a you gotta put your money somewhere.
Teach you how to open up an offshore account.
Right. Yeah. The Maldives.
Create some shell LLCs.
Right. Yes. Exactly. We made an LLC in sports marketing class.
It's very easy.
And it was weird because our teacher, Mr. Grady, actually had like we legitimately were making LLCs, and he was like, "All right, don't tell your parents, but we're gonna park. Like, I'm gonna park some money in here, and you guys just keep it on the down low."
What the fuck?
Yeah. I think it was laundering.
Where did you go to school? What is this?
A big gambling town, Dave. Big gambling town.
Unbelievable.
So obviously you have to be careful of the head and neck on a baby. But it's like if you miss the arm one time, it's not the end of the world.
No, Rhodes shockingly has had a very strong neck. Like they were remarking in the hospital, like, wow, he's already like trying to pick his head up. Like he's got a very strong neck. Yeah.
Dude, once they're good on the neck. We're playing T-ball. Like, I'm – all right. Like, once we get past that point, I'm good.
My thing now is – my favorite thing to do is I'm sitting down on the couch, pick him up, and just hold my hands under his armpits and just have him, like, try to stand.
Oh.
And then just kind of letting go a little bit and grabbing him, like, and just trying to, like, teach him balance. And, like, because I know he's not close to walking or standing. Sure. But it's fun. It's really funny to see him, like, with his, like, you can feel his legs, his muscles working, and, like, he squats down and he gets up, and, like, you can see what it's going to look like, and that's a very, very fun thing.
That's tight.
Yeah.
Dude, your baby's, like, 4 months old, right?
Almost.
And he's, like, he's already getting the hang of, like supporting himself?
Yeah, he's working on it.
Wow.
We're working on it.
They hit crawl first, right?
Yes.
Okay.
When, like, I've got him down, and he's, like, kind of in a little ball, and he'll, like, you know, do it. He's in a squat position. He squats up. What I like to do is accelerate like when he's getting up, and like put him up into the air, holding him the whole time, of course. So he thinks he just jumped. Oh. It's like he doesn't think that, but it's like, see, I'm training him to have a super dope vertical.
Got it. That
his confidence. I love it. The ceiling is the roof.
Right. Right. In the words of MJ.
Yes.
Man, I think I'm going to have a baby now.
Breaking news.
No, that's tight. And again, congratulations to this guy. That's really cool. And it's cool that you're like, what the fuck do I do? I'm sure that's not an uncommon approach, but I think probably the internet gives you the most, and maybe a podcast with two dickheads like trying to mansplain what to do.
Dad to dad.
You got dad stuff now.
Go on the internet. Type in what to expect as a soon-to-be father. I bet there's some SEO that's going to help you out.
Yeah. Well, you got to be careful of the paid stuff, Dave.
Yeah. Good point.
Let's do the next one. Hey, mailing crew. First, just want to say, love the podcast. I'm a long time. I like that. Just say, I'm a long time.
That's a good one.
My question is, my brother is getting married in July. He gave me the honor of being the best man, and obviously it comes with a lot of responsibilities, one of which is throwing a badass bachelor party. I had a lot of ideas when he asked me pre-pandemic, but now I'm at a loss. For context, I live in Ontario, Canada, where the lockdown restrictions are pretty tight. Can't travel anywhere and can't really do anything. Did you know Canada... Canada's like April of 2020 in the U.S. Like you can't do anything.
Forgive me for not knowing this. Have they had a resurgence? Have they had like a third wave?
They're just Canadian.
They're just being very, very,
very, very cautious.
Okay.
Out of respect for one another, bud.
Well, they are northern, geographically speaking. So what I mean by that is, they may not have as many outdoor activities.
Right.
So like in Texas, I think it was a little bit easier for us to open up because it's warmer down here. We know now that it doesn't spread outside.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Sunlight, vitamin D helps your immune system. The wind blowing, all those things are factors, right?
Totally.
Canada up north, again, up north with the geography, Dave.
Nailed it.
Maybe that's part of what's holding them back a little bit is you have people still huddled together indoors. I don't know.
In the ice, you know, ice fishing. That's a tough place for COVID. If you're in a little hut. Yeah,
a little absolutely. Hut.
That's what they all do, I'm sure. he says, I thought about getting a cottage for the party, but in my research, I fell short of anything that was a good quality and at a reasonable price. We are faced with the situation of now having the party at my house.
Oh, no.
Which is fine because we have a tight walkout basement situation. You would love a walkout basement, Dave.
Don't even know what that is, but it sounds tight.
Oh, I'll explain in a second. My question is, how do I throw an absolute rager for my brother and make this night special for him and his boys? Thank you, and keep on keeping on.
So, in lieu of the actual destination trip, they're going to throw an actual bachelor party.
Yeah.
Something that I've never been a part of.
Oh.
I've never seen it. I've never had any friends who have done that. We've always done
a destination.
A golf weekend or, you know, yeah. We've never done like, all right, we're just going to throw it down one night.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know how you get people there because you don't want, I mean, I don't know. Like how, are you trying to throw Mitchapalooza?
I think it sounds like he wants to do Mitchapalooza. So you have
that's
to call
what I was thinking.
Speaker City. You have to get Snoop Dogg involved. So
yes.
The border restrictions are probably tough there.
That will be tough.
Right. Are you Vince Vaughn?
You have a vaccine passport?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are they letting you, like, you can't travel to Canada?
No, because right we're supposed to have this fucking trip, Dave, and I'm in contact with them, and unfortunately the border is still closed for all leisure activities.
Okay. Man, because my suggestion for this guy, not knowing what is and what isn't open in Canada, but it sounds like not much, would be like a golf destination thing where you can drive within a couple hours.
You can't even golf, dude.
You can't play golf?
It's insane. It's insane what Canada is doing. They
I remember how I didn't even want to play golf like early pandemic when the courses open. I was like, I have no desire to go play golf. I wouldn't have fun, you know? Mm-hmm. And knowing now what
surfaces are not as big of a deal.
Surfaces and being outside. Yeah. I don't even think about it, but that's tough. That's really tough.
Yeah.
Maybe can't, I don't know when this guy's, wedding is, but maybe he'll run into some good luck and they'll open up a little bit before. But is this Trudeau? Is it still Trudeau up there?
It's still Trudeau up there. Yeah.
Is he doing this all from the a federal level, or is it up to different provinces?
Province is nice.
Province to province.
Nice. I think it's province to province, and I'm basing that completely off the way they run their junior hockey leagues.
Okay.
But I think it's a federal. It kind of comes from the top.
Yeah.
They
strong
empower,
central government.
They empower their states to make their own decisions that just happen to fall in line with everything the government says.
Gotcha. Maybe you could organize a trip to sneak across the border into the U.S.
I was going to say, you want to have some fun, you're in Ontario, hop down in the old St. Lawrence River. Maybe go fishing. Fishing has to be
allowed. Where does that take you? Where would you end up?
You would end up in Lake Ontario.
Where?
Michigan? Technically,
is that northern Michigan? Where do you end up?
New York.
New York?
If you went with the river, you would go out to the Atlantic Ocean. If you went like...
Don't do that.
Yeah, if you went the other way, you end up in Lake Ontario.
Although given our worst ofs recently, don't do anything that involves you doing anything with a boat,
right?
Actually. Because it seems like all of our listeners have trouble on watercraft. That's been made clear.
Wash Media is not... We're not a...
A nautical pod.
A nautical, right.
We're radical, but not nautical. Nautical is a great word. Yep. Why did Nautica never take off as like the cool fratty brand?
I think they tried something that didn't work out. It seems to me that they should be Izod, right? They should be that level.
I in theory, yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, I had Nautica pullover growing up.
I think I had Nautica cologne at one point.
Every day, man.
Yeah, this is tough. Look, if it's just going to be you and 10 of the dudes, mm-hmm. and I mean, I'm not even thinking about like inviting like, I mean, are you trying to throw like a throw, like 500 people, like get everybody town there? If you want to do that, then there's not much we can tell you.
No.
If it's just you and a few of the guys, get some very, very nice scotch. If he's a bourbon guy, get very nice bourbon. Something, you know, or cigars.
Yeah, there's.
I'm just thinking about like what dudes do when they're at like, you know, their buddy's cabin or ranch.
I'm nervous for this guy though. Like, you're gonna have a glorified poker night.
That would be fun too, though.
Which would be fun. No, don't get me wrong, but I almost want him to. He said he fell short of a good quality cottage. There's a lot of lakes in Canada, and there's a lot of people that I'm sure are hurting for rentals.
There you go.
Let's revisit the cottage.
Yeah, run it back.
Let's
maybe
run
get
it
you
back.
Not a travel agent, but like
a buddy who's more well versed in that. Because running a college or a cottage for a weekend with 10 guys just is so much more of a bachelor party vibe and fun than do it in your basement, even though it has a tight walkout situation. I'd be willing to help. Here.
Explain the walkout basement to me.
A lot of basements in the north everybody has a basement in the north. A lot of houses, since the terrain is so hilly, a lot of houses are built.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the basement is basically exposed at one side or another.
Home Alone house had one, didn't it?
Couldn't you
get in the basement from the...
Storm door situation.
Okay, yeah.
A lot of houses, a lot of older houses.
My family up there did not, but they all had basements, and I can remember, like, that's where we played as kids.
Yes.
They would stick us down in the basement.
Because they're all finished. It's basically a second living room to have where kids go to have fun.
Absolutely.
But a lot of houses are built on hills, which means a good portion of the basement is exposed on one of the four sides. We had one growing up. It's where you sneak out, obviously.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, it's a tight situation.
I'm old school. I had to pop the screen off my window to sneak out.
Yeah, didn't need that.
Dude, nope.
Just walked right
Got
down.
Got caught many times.
Walked right down in the basement. Let's run back to cottage here.
Okay.
Before we commit to the house, talk to Chuck here. Call up Charles Schwab. Get a loan.
An annuity.
Yes. CD, perhaps.
Do they do annuities? I always say that, and I don't even know what
they
do.
I sold all my annuities to J.G. Wentworth.
Oh, okay.
For cash now.
Mine's all converted to Bitcoin, so I am actually in a lot of trouble right now. Speaking of.
Hit me up in the DMs, my man from Ontario, Canada, and let's figure something out here. I want to help you have a better party than your basement. Anyway, let's go to the last question, Dave.
Let's go.
Dear Brett and fabulous guest host, which happens
Hello.
To be Dave Ruff. First time, long time, love the pod. I would appreciate your thoughts on what to do about a phony, fake, and generally incompetent manager.
Oh.
I wonder who wrote this.
Oh, Brett. Did you write this about me?
For context, I started my job last fall and truly loved the manager that brought me on board. Shortly after starting, he let me know there would be a restructure, and he was moving to another team. Fast forward 6 months later, and my company decided to hire a manager who has fewer years of experience from me and has never held a position at his previous companies for longer than a year. About six Ooh. Weeks in now, and I have found him to be completely unhelpful when it comes to supporting my work, constantly misses important details, and in general seems more interested in networking and building his profile than supporting me and my peers on the team. As a newer hire myself, how would you suggest I navigate the situation? I'm too new to apply to another position on the team, and I'm afraid I have to stick it out for at least a while longer.
That's probably accurate, and that's really good that you know that.
Yeah.
That you're recognizing that. I wouldn't have been that smart.
Okay.
I was an idiot. I am an idiot. okay. I mean, if I see some incompetence, I'm going up the ladder.
Yeah.
Hey. What's this guy's deal?
He's fucking incompetent. Putting out a press release.
I'm doing a tweet. No, you need to, first of all, understand that the people above him, they are watching him probably very closely because they are probably aware this person has limited experience, right? That's what we say. Our friend here
Less
clearly looked into his LinkedIn.
Yes.
And they're probably like, they're aware of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're watching to see how this person does. And what you can do, you will probably at some point encounter your boss's boss.
Yep. A little happy
and
hour.
And they will ask you. Don't offer it up on your own. Don't be like, hey, someone I talked about, my boss that you hired. Because that's insulting to the – if you tell somebody, hey, the guy you hired or gal, I don't remember what pronoun we had there, they're not good at their job. That's an ego blow to a higher up, the person that hired this person, right?
Yeah.
Like that's insulting. Like, oh, you're saying I don't know how to hire?
Yep.
And unfortunately, that's something you have to deal with from time to time in the professional world. So you need to wait until you're called upon, and you will be called upon. You need to keep documentation. If there's something that you get blamed for that was really your boss's fault, you need to be like, you need to keep those receipts. Be like, no, here's the text. Or I was told to do this or this. Or here's the emails where I was told, archive everything, save everything. Just keep the documentation. So, you don't want to ever go out of your way to make somebody look bad.
Right.
You don't want to gas yourself up at the cost of somebody. But if it's starting to hurt the company and hurting your team, I don't know what business this person's in.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it will become a real problem.
Right. I think you're right. I think it's there's some degree of like head down and wait for the opportunity.
Especially if you're new in your career.
Yeah.
Like you don't want to come in too hot. If you see something that you're like, this is going to hurt the company's bottom line or something unethical, that's when maybe you go over your boss's head.
Or HR.
HR. Or HR, yeah. But just incompetence, like this part, if they don't clean it up, then they're going to get busted and they're going to get.
Yeah. This kind of screams manager that doesn't exactly have the day-to-day responsibilities and output.
Yeah.
So they can kind of just coast and float through through the day.
Sure.
And they're not they report theoretically, you know, weekly or whatever. They're like, oh, in the meeting, yeah, you know, things are going well, so and so. Keep your head down, and incompetence will reveal itself.
Use it as motivation for you. Grind harder.
Yeah, I was gonna say make yourself noticeable.
Maybe you'll be in that role when they finally do can this guy or gal.
Yeah, put yourself in that position. Put yourself in that position. If you're let your work speak for itself, so your manager has to be like, oh, okay, this is great, or you know, whatever it is. But yeah, head down. And it sucks, but you just got to keep doing it until the situation sorts itself out at a level that's higher than you are currently at, right?
Good question. Good questions all around.
Great questions all around. Loved today's episode. Before we get out of here, Dave, do you have any shower thoughts?
Oh,
if you want me to lead off, I got one. I got one teed up. I'm not going to reveal the name of this company. But I got, in short, I was got on Instagram. You know, the ads that are in the stories. And eventually I got by a teeth whitening company.
Oh, yes.
And
something I need, by the way.
Yeah. You know, I'm ready for it. I'm ready to have my teeth be whiter. Nothing wrong with my teeth the way they are. Like a little whiter. That's fine. This is March 11th, to be exact. And so I order it. Ships next week. Great. Get an email a couple days later. Hey, some, you know, the emails that start with some news about your order. They said, due to supply chain issues, we are still waiting on your order and it will not be delivered in the confirmed window. We will update you when we have more information.
Okay.
And now we're on a wild goose chase, Dave. Like a month later.
It's May.
Yeah, it's 2 months later. But a month after that, we get the, great news. The materials are now on their way to our Arizona warehouse, where they will be disseminated upon receiving them. And then that's where they hit you with, if you would like to upgrade.
Oh, no.
If you would like to upgrade or change your order, here are some options that we have in stock, or get a full refund right then and there. So at this point, I'm a month in. I'm like, no, I want my teeth whitening kit. I would like the kit, Dave. Month later, same deal. Good news. We have received the materials. They're now going through their quality control check. We're making sure each kit is up to snuff.
Oh, no.
So they're obviously not at the door yet. But again, they give you the, would you like to upgrade? Or, and by the way, the upgrade's not an upgrade. It's just, it's changing to an older model of the teeth whitening kit. I got the generation 2.0, which is still not here. Or would you like a full refund?
You got to take the refund, Brett.
No. Dave, I'm sticking
it
out. No,
you need to take it while it's there before this company goes under. you never see it.
Kendall Jenner endorsed it.
That doesn't mean anything to
me.
Oh,
yeah. They spent all their money in not on the production.
It sounds
process,
like they put it all on the marketing
budget. On the marketing
budget.
Aspect, yeah.
And none in the supply chain.
Some dude no longer has a job because he bought like 4,000 Instagram ads, and they were like, well, you can't pay for production now.
They so got thanks, a bunch. Jenner. They got a round of VC.
Yep.
And they put it all to Kendall Jenner.
Yep.
Which, I mean, I'm sure they got a lot of orders.
100%.
They'll be closed down in 6 months. They'll all be wealthy, and you will have no teeth whitener.
Should I take the
yes.
thing?
That's my shower thought for you. Just take the money.
Take the money and run, Dave.
Yes.
No, I'm sticking it out. I'm sticking it out.
All right. Well, I look forward to your updates on this. We will continue to monitor.
The wireless teeth whitening kit, second generation.
Second generation. That's how you know it's good.
I spent entirely too much money on this.
No, God.
And it is it is in the ether currently. In their warehouse, going through quality control checks.
They're just checking. They got to make sure there's no banned substances in this whitener.
Oh, man. Well, that'll do it, Dave. You have fun?
I had a lot of fun. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. We'll have to do it again. Subscribe to this podcast. Rate it 5 stars. Review or tell a friend about it. Hit the hotline to provide a voicemail like our boy Robin Pittsburgh did. 888-362-MAIL, M-A-I-L. That's 888-362-6244. 1-800-345-9345, or you can write in at the link in the Twitter bio. They will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye for now, until we meet again.
Goodbye.